Good morning. It's Tuesday morning and it feels like Monday morning in Ireland because we've just had a long weekend. And I'm going around the Dunkettle roundabout, which is a major roundabout at the edge of Cork City on the east side. The road out to Waterford on my right. Left. And I'm going underneath the tunnel and I'm taking my daughter to school. And this audio boo is primarily aimed at or directed towards one of the communities of people that use or that cluster around the company Audio Boo that has an Audio Boo app. And you may well be listening to this on Audio Boo, or you may well be listening to this because you've come across it thanks to Google or thanks to Twitter or thanks to Facebook or, for all I know, thanks to Google Plus. But for whatever reason, you're very welcome to listen. The noble man, Phil Sorrell, on Audio Boo, known as Daylight Gambler. He's also Daylight Gambler on Twitter. He's a multi-talented individual, has actually invented and written software that is terribly helpful to people who go walking over landscape. I don't do that very often. I'm not an outdoor walker, so I haven't actually used his, but he's come up with some great ideas in that area, and he's very, very highly regarded. And it's thanks really to Phil Sorrell that I am making this audio, because Phil said to me via Twitter that he was looking forward to hearing my views on the renaming of Audio Boo to Audio Boom, B-O-O-M. And I was delighted to hear that Phil was interested in my view on it. I do help companies to name, come up with names for themselves. I help companies to rename their business. I help companies to build their brand, rebuild their brand, launch a brand in the first place. In other words, this is my, you know, to a certain extent you could say that the issue of the renaming of Audio Boo from Audio Boo to Audio Boom is something that ought to interest me, and it does, and it really does, and it especially interests me because I have made, I think this is probably my 2,701st Audio Boo. Boo. Podcast. Now, Phil wanted to hear my view, and at the time when I read Phil's tweet, I thought, right, I better gather all of my thoughts and make a comprehensive, professional response on the question of the changes that are happening to Audio Boo. And every time I started to rehearse what I might want to say about it, I realised that it would be impossible for me to put a boundary of, let us say, 20 minutes even around the topic. And I knew darn well that there was no way I was going to be able to commit myself to a whole series of audio around the question of the renaming of one of my absolutely most frequently used applications. My most loved companies on the internet, to be exact. There's just too much, too many different angles competing for attention in my head for me to, and anyway, the bottom line is that Audio Boo are not a client of mine, and this is the area in which I earn my living. Therefore, you know, I give away about 95% of, you know, my work for free, but I decided, look, I'm not going to do that. If somebody ever asked me to be involved in the rebranding of Audio Boo, I would have bitten their hands off. I would have had difficulty resisting the temptation because of my allegiance and my love. I mean, of the company. However, I have to qualify that. The truth is, yes, I do love the company, but the company is an abstraction. You know, I fell in love with the Mark Rock, founder of Audio Boo, story about how his mother unfortunately had. No, I dropped the phone there. That was just an unfortunate incident in the mobile recording studio. Mark Rock's mother died without him having any recordings of her voice. And that was such a poignant introduction to the story of Audio Boo. I found it completely irresistible. And from that moment on, the whole cause of Audio Boo, it was transformed from being a company, an abstraction, a business, a cash flow machine, goods in, or, you know, value out, money back in, all of that stuff that is business. It was transformed from that into a cause in my mind, a cause of, you know, let's make it easy for people to do what they would really love to do, but haven't yet realized that they can do, or haven't even yet woken up to the importance of actually using audio for not just for their elderly dying mother. My mother is 88, by the way, but for the sake of recording their children so that their great-great-great-grandchildren would have something to experience. So I'm too emotionally involved in the issue of Audio Boo to be able to, in a short period of time, pull my thoughts together. So it's a bit like George Bernard Shaw said, I haven't got time to write you a short letter, so I wrote you this long one. Please excuse it. I'm going to say a few things, but they're not systematic, and I'm not even going to try to be systematic. Another angle, Phil, on it. So this is going to be a collection of angles, I suppose. You know, another angle on it, Phil, is this: that if we were starting from scratch and you were sitting down in order to name a business, that is the type that Audio Boo was in the very beginning, then we go in one direction. Now, I say the type because at the beginning, Audio Boo was a standalone offering a solution to a pain, and everything else was built around that. But now the situation got much more complex. Audio Boo has taken in investors. The investors have diluted the shareholding of the original owner to the point where the original owner left the business for whatever reason, and I was had a bout of, you know, I wasn't very well while that happened, so I'm not really, you know, the best person to ask about why Mark Rock left the company that he had founded. You're not only better to ask him, but ask the people who were involved in the controversy at the time. But the key point is that the company had a founder who was lent some money by some people. The business got up and running, but it was an extension of the business owner's vision and purpose. Mark Rock himself was an avid user of podcasting to conserve, preserve, communicate family life, and he provided a model to all of us that it was possible to record your kids and, you know, do it in such a way that there could be nothing but good come out of it. And, you know, I can't actually remember which came first, me recording my own daughter or me listening to Mark Rock recording his children. But the main thing is I have felt all along that we were part of the same movement, Mark Rock and myself. Now, business is business, and the Audio Boo business needed to get funding to keep going, and to get funding to keep going, it had to take in investors, and investors got shares of the equity, and eventually something happened. And now, fast forward a good deal later, and we have a situation where, in effect, Audio Boo is becoming clearer and clearer that it's a sub-brand of a bigger organization. The bigger organization, I have not spent enough time studying their position, their why they are involved in a particular acquisition that's going through, I think, this week, or maybe had gone through already. And I'm just not familiar enough, so I don't have an opinion about how to merge Audioboo into its into the portfolio that its new major determining shareholders possess. Sufficient to say that it does feel to me, Phil Sorrell, as if we're moving from a brand to a sub-brand in terms of the issues that are involved in it. Audioboo will now become part of a particular family by virtue of what's going on. And the real issue about, and its strength will be very determined by the overall strength of the, what some people would call the mother brand. I'm not sure if that's a correct technical term for it, but I think you get the idea. The current CEO of Audioboo, Rob Proctor, is not a man that I know, and I have, I have no experience at all of him. Never met him. I have linked up with him on LinkedIn, but only we haven't communicated with each other at all. I think it funnily reminds me, Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gamblers, reminds me of the relationship between Steve Jobs and John Scully. Steve Jobs as the very enigmatic, love him or hate him, highly talented, unsystematic, unorganized, freewheeling individual, as opposed to John Scully, who came out of Pepsi, led the competitive connection with Coke, the Pepsi Challenge, a major, incredibly successful corporate warrior, very systematic, very brought a completely different skill set to the table. And there is a wonderful book about how, written by John Scully, about how he left Pepsi and joined Apple. Now, that is a story for another day, but the relationship between Mark Rock and Rob Proctor, just comes to me when I think of Apple. Well, actually, just Jobs and Scully comes to me when I think of Proctor and Mark Rock. The renaming of a company is a very tricky business. There have been a number of them that come to mind. Honeywell is the computer company that comes into my mind. And I can't even remember what Honeywell was before it was Honeywell. I hope I'm not mixing it up. But renaming is, I don't know enough about the history of Disney and Coke and Starbucks and Apple and all those companies. I don't know quite enough about them to know whether at one stage in their life they were actually called by a different name. The one thing is certain, that once you get to a certain point in your history as a company, or biography as a company, you fiddle around with your name at your peril, because you cause all the people who have come to love your company while you had one name, you cause them all to feel, at the very least, you cause them all to feel rejected, undervalued. And it isn't surprising that within a small part of the whole Audioboo company network, there are people feeling very disgruntled about the renaming, and things like booze being called posts, and things like, it doesn't really matter. Those of you who are in Audioboo would know that there's a whole language around Audioboo, just as there is around Twitter. Imagine Twitter trying to change its name from Twitter to something else, or trying to tell us that we shouldn't call them tweets. There was plenty of controversy in the early days of Twitter about whether, you were twittering or tweeting. And the difference between twittering and tweeting was subject to a very interesting controversy, with a number of blog posts around it at one stage. It's many years since I read it, but fascinating thing to dig out. who determines whether the word tweeting should be used or twittering should be used? Is who owns? And in fact, the best of companies develop organically, so that if their community decides, or if, you know, if a community decides to adopt a certain kind of language, the company rolls with it, integrates it, makes it strong, amplifies it, even though it might originally have preferred to call it something else. Now, it's arguable that only a small number of people who use Audioboo care about the name of the company, care about the whether it's posts or boos. Most people, I suspect, care about audio, and they like using Audioboo in order to listen to people. And I suspect that that must be, as Bernie Goldbach has very well laid out in a boo yesterday or the day before, the reality is that most people using Audioboo are using it to listen. They're not actually using it to record. Now, there is that, of course, raises a question about where is the heart of Audioboo? Is it in the community of people who... Another direct phone there, I'm afraid. Twice my iPhone has fallen off its stand in the car. Right, I'm going to pull up here for a second. This is what they call an Audioboo, a rambly boo. Or what Phil Searle, I think, originally called a rambly boo. I'm going to give my daughter her food money, and she's going to get herself a sandwich. Voila.
I'm here.
You rush. I'm waiting. I'll wait here for you. Okay, so where was I? Yes. The people who make audio are few and far between. The business future might well be seen by the owners as being to provide media, big media companies, with a yet another channel to market, if you like, another way of, you know, a relatively inexpensive way of repurposing or repackaging their content. The whole world is going niche. The whole world is going in a small way. So, you know, the attractiveness of Audioboo, whoever owns Audioboo has an ability to reach the people who want to use Audioboo. And that is a powerful, you know, little investment. If you do the, and you know, do the maths on it, you can probably work out whether it's going to be worth your time or not. Although these days it's very, very uncertain about whether any single investment, like in Audioboo, is going to return. It often is about the way the individual investments work together rather than separating them out. Or you have a natural tension between the forces of coherence and the forces of breaking it up into little bits and buying or selling it in order to maximise value. Anyway, sorry, I drift into issues to do with mergers and acquisitions and the forces of defending against mergers and the forces of that are actually often called corporate raiders. Okay, this is really rambly. So what, Phil, can I say about this that would be in any way satisfying? The word boom, what is relevant? One really interesting thing is who owns the word boom? And I think it really was you, Phil, who mentioned the connection with Harley Davidson. I think that's really important. To what extent, what is really important is the extent to which you can use your name as a, you know, to help the company to grow. Some companies use their names more than others. Some companies' names tell a really good and clear story. And certainly I wasn't persuaded by the idea that the word boo had too many negative connotations to be usable for business. Okay, some thoughts, and thank you ever so much to Daylight Gambler, what a wonderful man he is, and he knows an awful lot.